Our guest in the cafe this morning is Sarah Latham, Hunt County AgriLife Extension agent. Good morning.
Good morning.
Last time you were in, I looked back at your Facebook page right after you left, and I saw something that really caught my eye, and I wanted to talk to you about it, and it has to do with chicken livers.
Yes, yes.
Cooking chicken livers.
Something that's not seen as often popular, but it sparked your interest.
Well, I grew up on chicken livers and rice and brown gravy. Love it. Now, I know a lot of people just retch at the idea of any kind of liver. Calves liver, chicken liver. But this is a very nice graphic that AgriLife has created. And the message of it is that you should cook chicken liver just like you cook any other chicken. And as far as I know, all chicken liver, I've never known chicken liver to be cooked any other way than fried.
Right. Well, and you know, there are many variations the ways you can cook it, but the main thing that you have to look for when you are cooking it is that you're meeting that internal temperature of 165 to make sure that you kill that bacteria that's in there. A lot of times people just make sure that they brown the outsides so that they leave the inside kind of rawish, and that leaves you open to bacteria growth and possible severe illness.
Right.
So it is very important to have a meat or food thermometer so that you can get in and actually test the temperature of the inside of the meat.
Do you all have any questions about chicken liver?
No, we don't get many questions. But when I saw that, it was interesting to me also. So I did, when I posted it, but it was funny when I got your email back because I was like, oh, no, this is a once-in-a-lifetime email.
Well, I think this may be a generational thing.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, your generation, about one behind mine, probably not all that fond of chicken livers. But I bet there's quite a few people my age and older that
that goes back to using the full animal also, you know, making sure that you're utilizing all of the parts of the animal and getting as much as you can out of it before you discard anything. And so it's kind of different resources. But yes, as I was saying earlier, my mother, I think, grew up with eating livers. And so that was one of those things that she was not a fan of. And so when I was growing up, I honestly don't know that I've ever even had liver.
Really? Well, you know,
so, you know, it is generational. I do agree with you on that.
Young Bloods used to sell a lot of chicken livers. It was very common. But now, even today, if you go into a cafeteria, you will see calf's liver. So it still must be reasonably popular because it's not that hard to find, at least in some restaurants.
Well, and it is a healthy item. It's an alternative to eating some different parts of the animal. They had lots of vitamins and nutrients and lots of good things inside the liver. So it is a very healthy cut.
All right, but just be sure to cook to 165 degrees.
Yes, very important.
We're talking with Sarah Latham, AgriLife Extension Agent. Now, you posted another thing on Facebook that's interesting, and that has to do with what we call June bugs or June beetles. I think everybody calls them June bugs.
Yes, it seems like I have a beetle theme going on lately.
Yeah. Well, we talked about about the ladybug and the bad ladybug.
Right.
Yeah.
And so this caught my attention because it was someone had written into one of the entomologists with A&M asking if this was a sign of climate change because they were seeing June bugs in April and May. And this article goes along to reassure you that no, this is not a sign of global warming, that these are actually just a different variation, a different species of this type of beetle. They can actually be called April beetles and May beetles. So they are very similar to the June bugs that we see once the temperatures get warmer. But these are just a different variation. It's very normal, very common. They're just not as popular in numbers as the June ones once we get here. But it's very normal, nothing to be alarmed by. And so, no, it is not a sign of global warming.
But the ones that you see then earlier, as early as April, are not exactly the same species as the ones you see more so in the summer?
Correct. Yes, they are a little bit different.
So the April flying species of scarab beetle, and I'm not even going to attempt the official, the scientific name of it. It says a cousin to the turf-eating June beetle or June bug.
And that's what we're used to seeing in June. And you know, they just fly around and you get attacked by them, and you're without noting. The children often are afraid of them or turn it into a game. But just the other day, we were actually outside in the front yard, and one of them kind of flew in and hit my son, and it was the first one that he'd ever seen, you know, being only 2 years old, and he was very taken back by what was this that was coming after him. And so, yeah, it's they are related to what we see in June.
My wife is the least squeamish person that I know. But she is horrified of these June bugs.
They come at you, and you know, never know exactly which direction they're coming from. And if there's more than one, they really do kind of just almost attack you. But it's not in a, you know, they can't really cause any harm to you. But it is a little bit of alarming because they do kind of stick to you with their little
They have a very, I don't know how to describe the legs, but you can see how they would get stuck on things.
Right. Not like a hook, but kind of a catcher.
Yeah, something there that is, it definitely would help them hang on to whatever they want to hang on to. But they are turf eating. The June, at least the summer variety, are turf eating.
Yes, and so you see that a lot in the rural areas because we have a lot of options for foods for those.
Do people try to get rid of them?
You know, it's one of those things. I think it's kind of a losing battle.
Just live with it.
Before you know it, they're gone.
It's just, you know what? I don't dislike them at all. To me, it's a sign
of
summer.
It's a sign of summer. It's kind of like fireflies to me.
Right.
When you know, there's certain sounds and certain things that that mean summer's coming along, and that's the same way I feel. June bugs are a sign of summer for me.
They describe them here as clunky, loud beetles bumping against your screen. But we are seeing them early this year, but not a sign of climate
change. Yes.
Not so much, and not that unusual to see at least this particular variety as early as April.
Yes.
Sarah, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again. Sarah Latham, AgriLife Extension Agent for Hunt County. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.